Sign, icon of the Mother of God, which appeared in Russia during the time of troubles at the very beginning of the 17th century. It was found in the city of Kazan, hence the name, by a certain priest whose name was Yermolay, and he was so moved by the events that he took the monastic vows and later on became Patriarch Girmagen, who during the time of troubles saved Russia from foreign intervention. The feasts of the Mother of God have very few gospel readings because the evangelists avoided testimonies from the Mother of God because people might have considered them biased. And so there's very few. There's a separate reading, of course, for the Nativity Feast of the Mother of God and the second day of Nativity. There's the readings for the meeting of the Lord, for Annunciation, but all the other feasts of the Mother of God, we hear a passage from the evangelist Luke, who tells us how Jesus was in a certain village, and we know it to be Bethany, when after he spoke, a woman raised her voice and said, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the breast that thee suckled." It was the first glorification, open glorification of the Mother of God. And hence, we hear this reading. But sometimes people are puzzled by the ending of the gospel. To it, Christ, to the exclamation of this woman, Christ replied, "Blessed are those that Blaženi slyšiš,
hear the word of God and keep it."
And keep it. Thank you. It seems as if there's a contradiction. This woman is praising his mother, and he, as if, is taking the praise away from her. No, he is not. First of all, it's an instruction to us to hear the word of God and to keep it. But who kept the word of God the most, remembered every single word that he uttered? As it says in the gospel, все слагала в сердце своем.
She kept all of this in her heart.
His mother. So Christ did not contradict, just the opposite. He praised her even more, for no one else followed every single word that he said, as did his mother. Amen.